like. That's the point of the program. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 855-450-FREE. And joining you in studio, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Mark.
We'll continue. We'll take your calls about anything that's on your mind. Plus, coming up, the T-shirt that apparently caused quite the fervor on an airline flight recently. Mark, you've got that story.
Right.
In addition, there's news about electronic cigarettes. We haven't gotten to any of that tonight because we've been loaded up with calls on our toll-free line and on Skype this evening. People have been availing themselves of the Skype option. And I have to say, I'm grateful. My ears are really enjoying the quality of the Skype calls.
The call quality's better.
So as long as you're not running an upload, when we were talking with Derek J at the beginning of the show, I was talking with him prior to getting him on the air, and his call quality decreased dramatically. And I asked him if there was anything going on. He said he was uploading a video to YouTube at that time. He stopped the upload, and the call quality got better. So you have to keep that in mind if you're calling on Skype. If you've got like an open torrent that's just pouring data out of your upstream connection, or you're uploading something at that time, it will not sound good. But otherwise, if your internet connection is clear, it's going to sound pretty great. So 855-450-FREE, we go to the phones where Walter is on the line in Connecticut. Walter, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Walter, what's on your mind tonight?
I was going to tell you, I think Jimmy Carter was a reptilian.
Is that right?
Yeah. One night back in 1977 when he was elected, he was on television, and me and my wife, Mabel, we were watching that Jimmy Carter, and I swore I saw his eyeballs blink sideways. Like reptilian would.
Wow. Now, how old were you in 1977?
I thought reptiles didn't have eyelids.
I was around 64 back then.
Wow.
Makes you about 110?
Yeah, I'm somewhere around there. I don't keep track no more.
Why bother? So you saw his eyelid, you saw his eyes blink sideways, and that was what clued you in.
I saw his eyelids blink sideways, and I said to my wife, I said, hey, Mabel, I think Jimmy Carter's one of them reptilians. I just saw his eyeballs blink sideways.
What did Mabel have to say about that?
Well, Mabel, when I told her that, she looked at me and she said, you're dumb. I'm going to get a divorce.
And then she blinked sideways?
And I said, Mabel, look a little closer at the TV. You'll see him next time he does it. And when she leaned in, I put a plastic bag over her head and suffocated her and dragged her out and buried her in the yard.
So what are some other signs that someone might be a reptilian?
Well, what I want to know is, how did you know about reptilians in 1977?
Well, Jimmy Carter was on the TV.
And what are the are there any other indicators, as Allie was inquiring about? Is it just the eyes blinking sideways, or you know, does like a little tail fall out of their pants every now and then?
Every once in a while, you'll see their tongue stick out a little bit.
Do they have a forked tongue, and they just kind of have to you know, be careful about letting people see that?
Yeah, they just—it's like a—it's like a hiccup or something. You can't control it. It just happens every once in a while. Your tongue will just stick out a little bit.
Walter,
I'm doing it right now, but you can't see it.
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Best character call in recent
years.
Times. Yeah, thank you.
Well, not in years.
I hope we hear from you again, Walter. I appreciate the call. 855-450-FREE. And didn't he murder his wife the last time?
Yes, he's murdered his wife, Mabel, a couple of times now.
Maybe he's just attracted to Mabel's.
Could very well be.
Could be.
Great character call. 850, you know, he's, yeah, I like it. 855-450-FREE. So let's continue here and go to Skype where Dave is on the line. Dave, where are you calling from tonight?
Oh, Montana. How you guys doing, man?
Yeah, you doing?
Is this the real Dave in Montana?
Yeah, I had to do the Skype, bro. In 1964, I went to the World Fair in New York City. I was like 8. And they had Skype. They had a TV phone there, man, and I wanted one so bad. I thought that was like the greatest thing, a phone, a TV phone that you could see the person you're talking with. And now they got it, but it took until 2013 or well, 5 years ago. So just imagine what they got, and they ain't telling us, them bastards.
Well, you look at what wealthy people have, and we'll have it soon. I mean, poor people.
It's amazing, you know. So I had to try to Skype out, man, and so and it worked great.
Yeah, it sounds good. It sounds so good. I wasn't sure it was really you, Dave. Like it's you don't
sound like Dave because Dave comes through on a phone line,
right.
On the landline. Yeah, now I'm in the fibers or whatever, or the
trapped in the tubes. I mean,
you guys have fiber up in Montana. That's pretty sweet.
You guys have
fiber in Montana.
Oh, yeah, they put that in, when was it, 90-something, early 90s.
They didn't have fiber out here in the woods in Keene. Yeah, that's pretty good, Dave. So what else was on your mind tonight besides technology?
Well, I just called in to do the Skype and
just for the novelty of it. Hey, Tell me about him.
It'll feed you.
Hemp is definitely the answer, and we got to get it through these guys' brains, man. And we got to keep talking about it. And if people say it's only pothead talk, you tell them no. This plant will feed you, clothe you, house you, and make fuel for you and medicine.
Beautiful.
It is.
You would have been proud of me, Dave. I was at a hemp bill this week in Concord. They were looking at another hemp bill. They come up again and again and again, and they pass the state house every time, and they...
It's that darn Senate. It's a terrorist organization, yeah, I'm telling you.
They get shut down in the Senate, and...
Them fruit wearers, man.
Yeah, and you'd have been really happy to be there, because everyone that came out spoke in favor of hemp. The only person that was somewhat against it was the Attorney General's office, or Attorney General, depending on how you prefer.
Yeah, they make all that money from the feds from it. That's why.
I generally prefer genital.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Dave. I do appreciate hearing from you.
Yep. Salute you guys,
very
man.
Good,
and Skype on.
Sounds good. 855-450-FREE. Skype us at lrn.fm. Now, if you do want to Skype us, you have to send a request first. We'll approve you. And then at that point, you are in. You can call in, just like Dave.
Approved.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah. Ian's easy when it comes to Skyping.
What do you mean, as far as
you'll accept anybody?
People?
Yeah, just accept them.
All right, so 855, 450-FREE, electronic cigarettes. The news is coming out of Bloomberg, where the U.S. Food and Drug Administration plans to oversee electronic cigarettes marketed for non-therapeutic use as tobacco products after a court has ruled the products cannot be regulated as drugs or medical devices.
But they could be marketed for therapeutic use, so basically e-cigarette providers are going to say it's for therapy?
No. The ruling is that they cannot be regulated as drugs or medical devices, so they must be regulated as tobacco products. So they're basically relegating e-cigarettes to, this is just like a cigarette, even though it's nothing like a cigarette.
I mean, it's meant to be like a cigarette, but as far as... people who want to ban cigarettes goes, you know, the reasons, from what I understand, is that they're so bad for you and
because of the
smoke and
yeah.
But it's that there's no smoke involved.
The FDA will propose subjecting e-cigarette companies to rules that have already covered or that already cover the makers of regular cigarettes, such as providing the government with a list of product ingredients, said the agency in a letter on its website. The U.S. Court of Appeals in Washington said in December the FDA can regulate e-cigarettes only as tobacco products if they aren't marketed for therapeutic purposes. It's confusing. So only as tobacco products if they aren't marketed. So I guess you could market it as a therapeutic purpose, but they can't be regulated as drugs or medical devices. Confusing.
I would just wonder to myself why anybody would want an e-cigarette if it wasn't for a therapeutic purpose. I mean, ultimately...
they're tasty.
They do taste. I just can't imagine there's that many people out there that are saying. I would think that the market niche is small for people who want to smoke e-cigarettes because it's like candy without calories. it's air candy without calories. Whereas the market is high for people who say, I have a difficult. Quitting smoking is hard. I would like to continue to do something like smoking without near the amount of health.
What
risks.
About the patch? Is that going to be regulated too, like cigarettes?
We'll come back with more on this here in moments, and what therapeutic means. They'll get into that. More coming up. 855-450-FREE. Is this good news for e-cigarette companies or not?
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
And do it toll free at 855-450-FREE or reach us on Skype at lrn.fm. With you in studio, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Mark,
inviting you to our website. Just head over to freetalklive.com and you can get interactive there in a variety of different ways. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners waiting for you with the dozens of the ladies that have listened to Free Talk Live who have sent us their photo or video proving that they are listeners of the program. go to shrine.freetalklive.com if you'd like to see that. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. Plus, if you're a lady listener, you can get details on the shrine as to how to become part of it. Again, shrine.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI, who sponsors our phone lines, is a company that handles accounts receivable. If you have a business and you find accounts receivable to be an arduous and vexing task, get a hold of SACL CAI. They'll treat both you and your customers with respect. You can find their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. It's SACL CAI.
Let's go to the phones, to the phone. Talk to Ryan listening in Phoenix. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, guys. Hey, I just want to talk more about your guys' recent Facebook post as far as, civilly disobeying kind of some of the force laws, gun laws and taxation and all that, kind of my opinion on it.
Sure.
Eventually, I would love to do that. I do plan on moving to New Hampshire in the near future. I think we would definitely need some kind of strong communities to ever take on something like that. Being from Phoenix, I know that if I was to try that right now, as much as I'd love to, I'm kind of sick of paying people to, paying my government to bomb children in other countries and all that.
Yeah.
At the same time, I know that I've got a family here. I've got kids, and I know that, if I want to refuse giving up my guns or stop paying taxes, that's just putting me and my wife's family in the direct line of fire, So I do think it's something we should all push for, getting out to New Hampshire, building up strong communities and think about it more at that point.
Sounds like a good plan to me. I mean, I can't say you're wrong about any of that.
I think you have to take it one step at a time. I don't like the idea of just jumping whole hog in. You got to kind of feel how things are, especially if you've got a family.
Yeah, that's for sure. So, anyways, guys, that's all I had for you.
Hey, thanks for sharing tonight, Ryan. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-453. It's toll free.
When it comes to civil disobedience around guns, everything you're talking about is a felony.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that it's wrong that, convicted felons are disallowed from owning weapons and protecting themselves and their families. However, if I were to make a big deal about it, do some kind of civil disobedience on it, I'm likely to spend 7 years in prison for it.
Right.
I mean, that's not your average sit-in.
That's why regrouping makes more sense in that case.
You know, Mark, for your situation, I mean, I think a lot of these felons are probably people who are, fit the profile of the guy that gets sent to prison a lot, which is, black guys in urban communities. And these guys need guns if they're going to be living in high-stress situations where people might be more likely to attack them. And in your situation, I'm not saying that it's right that you're not allowed to own certain weapons, but less likely you're going to be attacked.
Living in the woods, that's true, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway,
it's like the lowest crime rate state in the union, or certainly darn close to it.
Yeah, exactly right. So I think that the regrouping option is really the only viable one. I mean, I support civil disobedience, but you're right, Mark. It is it's particularly risky in this area, and that is the gun zone. So if you get together with other people who think like you do, then you will be more successful at holding the line and maybe even repealing gun ordinances and restrictions.
If you consider that the state grows, and that even if the Free State Project was only able to hold the line on New Hampshire being the freest state in the union, and I don't think that it's necessarily going to be able to do that. It's tough, but
you don't think we're going to be able to hold the line?
As I've heard, the Mercatus Institute's this year coming out that with the budget and all those kind of things, is from ratings from back when the 2 years ago when the Democrats were in power, that it's probably not going to be the freest state in the union.
Okay, but as far as like holding the line on liberty, you're saying in the future you don't think we'll be able to? Like when 20,000 people are here for the Free State Project?
20,000 people aren't here. I was talking about going to be able to hold the line.
You mean right now?
Right now.
Okay, when you say going, that could also mean into the future. I think we've got a real good chance of that as more liberty-minded people move here and get active.
Sure,
we've had dozens of people elected to various different local and state-level offices here as part of the Free State Project. Actual Free State Project participants immigrants that have moved here that are submitting legislation. The hemp bill I was talking about was submitted by a Free State Project participant.
I'll bet you it might be. Certainly hundreds have run. I'll bet you hundreds have run, and that more than 100 have been elected to different positions. Now, this is just a guess. I don't have this quantified or anything like that, but it's a lot of people.
At least a couple dozen have been elected just to the State House.
That's just the State House.
Yeah.
But, you know, consider how many people are elected to different, selectmen boards,
yeah.
And I got elected to as a delegate to the state convention for the Republican Party. I don't know if that exactly counts.
We're close to holding the line right now, I think, to some extent, and as the Free State Project grows and becomes more influential over both the politicians and the community and people surrounding us, as more people come here as part of the Free State Project, success will breed success, and eventually we'll start to turn things around. I mean, you did have the budget was actually cut in the last year. Now,
yep,
we may not
12%.
See that. We may not see that this year due to some of the shifting in the State House, but it hasn't happened yet, so
well,
who knows?
You know, what I think that the people who are in the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, which is, populated a great deal by, Free Staters, certainly people who believe in liberty, is that they've got to work with whoever's in charge, who's ever in control in the State House at this particular moment. And in the House, that's Democrats, and in the Senate, it's Republicans. And so maybe not much will get done, or maybe some stuff will get done. But
right now, the Free State Project has been called the single greatest threat to the state by someone who is a state representative.
By one rinky-dink rep, but yeah.
Well, she's as rinky-dink as any of the other 400 reps.
Mm-hmm.
And
so there's the speakers of the houses and minority speaker.
They're all state reps, though.
That's true.
And so that is a pretty strong statement, and it's one that has generated a lot of controversy, a lot of newspaper articles, television news stories. Mark, you and I were on WBIN-TV out of Derry, which is the main competitor to the network television station in Manchester. So there's been coverage all over the place, all over mainstream media in New Hampshire about the Free State Project, about so-called Free Staters. Is the Libertarian Party having that kind of impact where you live?
When has the Libertarian Party been called the greatest threat to?
Never.
You know, whatever
most
state.
Most people don't even know it exists. And I'm not saying most people know the Free State Project exists, but we get way more press than probably the entire... the Free State Project gets more press in New Hampshire than the Libertarian Party gets nationwide.
Maybe if you add all the press up for the Libertarian Party nationwide throughout its 40-year history versus the
versus 1 year here in New Hampshire?
Maybe one.
I feel like just since I've been here in 2011, that it's already, since I got here, that it's already reached a lot more people who know about it now.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like when I first got here, it was like I had to explain it to people more, and now it just seems common. You know, even if I'm not in New Hampshire, people know what the Free State Project is if they're interested in liberty.
The profile of the Free State Project will continue to grow because success breeds success. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. More about the e-cigarettes, plus we'll continue taking your calls next. This is Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those. If you like the show and would like to help support Free Talk Live, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $5 a month via any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard via our website. And then you'll get some perks. You get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, forum, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, we can use that $5 to invest it into Free Talk Live, and then get on more radio stations all around the country, bringing new listeners on board with the ideas of freedom. You can, again, learn more over at amp.freetalklive.com, and get signed up. Makes a big difference for us.
The fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire bitcoins is through BitInstant.com. We have been talking about bitcoins a little bit this evening, and you know it's well worth. Oh, speaking of which, we had a caller on that we were going to talk about bitcoins. Remember?
We did.
I was wondering what happened with that.
Yeah, yeah. We had a situation where we were going to explain why bitcoins...
Oh, wow. I totally spaced on that.
Yeah, did you drop the caller?
I don't even remember who that was. Okay. Or what time that was.
There you go. Let's talk about that right now.
Apparently, you don't remember either.
I don't know the caller's name.
I noticed. I didn't want to say anything.
But that was a couple breaks ago, right?
It was.
Yeah. So you didn't remember it either is what I'm saying.
I did not remember at the time. No, I did not. I don't take the notes. I'm not in the first chair. What do you
want? I wasn't taking notes either.
So what's going on with Bitcoin? It's going crazy right now?
Yeah, it's going up.
Is it going to floor out? Whatever that means.
I don't know what that means.
Well, the caller was suggesting there's a situation where if people started using bitcoins, that there's a lot of bitcoins that aren't in circulation, and if those were in circulation, the price would fall.
Right. So what his claim was is that about 78%, I think was the number, 70-something percent, three-quarters of the Bitcoins are in a digital mattress, meaning that people are socking them away with the intention of buying and holding for them to increase in value. So if, for whatever reason, the dollar crashed and people began to use Bitcoins, that because there would be a huge inflation in the market, and by that I don't mean created, but they would just be dumped into the market, mm-hmm. that therefore the price would fall precipitously. One would say that if the price was at $20, the Bitcoins would drop to $5 because three times as many Bitcoins have just been dropped into the marketplace. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
That makes perfectly good sense if you assume that the Bitcoin marketplace is going to stay the same size as it is today, where 1,500 to 2,500 retailers on the internet accept Bitcoins. But if the dollar goes belly up, and people begin to use Bitcoins, it's not going to be 2,500 retailers around the world accepting Bitcoins. It's going to be everybody around the world accepting mm-hmm. Bitcoins. So whereas the amount of Bitcoins will increase, in circulation will increase, and that's absolutely true, the problem with that assertion is that the marketplace...
It's not thinking about the demand side.
The demand side isn't even looked at on here. If every transaction that was transacted by Amazon. Now, this is one retailer on the internet. One retailer. And a retailer on the internet benefits from using Bitcoins for a couple of reasons. It can't be, it's not fraud. Nobody's stealing a credit card and using it. It's not a chargeback, so nobody's going to get your product and then say, oh, PayPal, I'm not happy with my transaction.
Mm-hmm.
And then
sucks.
Then the retailer gets hit for the money, especially if it's a large purchase. This really stinks because it'll tie up your money for months. And so the retailer gets hit for the money, so there's no chargeback. That's two really big reasons. And three, that Bitcoins have no fees. There's no fee associated. Every time you make a transaction, it's about 3% on the internet that you're going to pay to some credit card company as a retailer, whereas of Bitcoins, it's free to send and receive money. So the retailer has all kinds of incentives to do that. If Amazon, just one retailer, did all their transactions in Bitcoins, Bitcoins would be worth, a market capitalization would be worth $4,000 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
They're worth 15 or 17 or something like that, 1629 right now. So you can see the incredible upside potential to Bitcoins if people were doing business with them. If
makes sense.
Every, just the Silk Road, which currently all the business is being done on, and all the gambling that's done on the internet was done in Bitcoins, and then Amazon was done, Bitcoins would be at $8,000. You're seeing what a small segment of business this is. I mean, it's large, mm-hmm. but it's really, when you're talking about human interactions, it's a very small section of human interactions.
Yeah. We're still at the beginning of this.
People are claiming that Bitcoins are going to bottom out. The marketplace is emotional. The marketplace is emotional.
There's no guarantee.
Yeah. Okay? This is true with every market. This is true in pork bellies. This is true in citrus futures. This is true in any commodity. The marketplace is emotional. When a rally goes on, up or down, it's driven by emotion because people buy and sell based on emotion. They do not buy and sell based on logic. It is not two MIT math whizzes that decide how people buy and sell in marketplaces. People buy and sell in marketplaces because of emotion. Bitcoin is no different. So people are acting emotionally with Bitcoin right now. Not a surprise, but you can bet your bippy Bitcoin is continuing to go up.
What is a bippy?
I'm not exactly
you
sure.
You sound
but
emotional
I'm
about
it.
Bitcoin.
I am passionate about Bitcoin. 100% on board. I think this is ludicrous nonsense. Anybody who says Bitcoin, Bitcoin's going to, it's going to crash and burn.
What if, and I think that there is definitely an advantage to being a pioneer or something like this,
mm-hmm.
but couldn't if something happened to the dollar, couldn't another company replicate what Bitcoin's doing?
Sure, there's Litecoin and some other imitators out there, but Bitcoin is currently winning because they were first to market and they're continuing to, work on their system, so it's not like they're just riding the wave.
So it'd be important to choose the right one, which I think Bitcoin would be it because it's got more recognition so far. I didn't even know there's others.
There's dozens of...
Other dozens of?
Dozens of competitors that have taken Bitcoin's block blockchain concept, which is revolutionary, and that they've replicated it, and they've changed it in some small way to make it better, or they just want to sell their stuff mm-hmm. and see whether they can get somebody to buy a pizza with it, which is the old Bitcoin story that the first Bitcoin purchase was somebody buying two pizzas for 10,000 Bitcoins. Now 10,000 Bitcoins is about, you know, $150,000.
Yeah.
So wow. the person who made that purchase, probably if they held onto that money, is in pretty good shape.
Let's continue with you and your thoughts. And we'll go to Waldo, listening in North Carolina. Waldo, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Welcome.
So I'm sitting here cleaning the upper receiver group on my Springfield M1A, but you guys have been talking about vaping tonight. So
yes.
I'd like to talk about that, if it's okay.
Please, go ahead. Please.
I've been vaping for about a year now.
All right.
I smoked cigarettes for 25 years.
Wow. How many cigarettes a day were you smoking?
Oh, boy. Well over a pack.
Okay.
Some people might not know this, but what you're referring to is the e-cigarette process of nicotine delivery is a vapor.
Thank
it's
you for
a water
that.
Vapor.
Yeah,
so,
appreciate that, Allie. Good job.
So instead of vaporizing, vaping is a shorter way of saying that.
Yeah, it's kind of a nickname for it.
Yeah. You're not smoking, you're vaping.
There you go.
Right.
So how's it been? You've been doing it for a year. Obviously, you haven't gone back to cigarettes, right?
No, I haven't. I have not even wanted another cigarette since I switched to vaping.
Now, what a powerful statement that is. I mean, I quit with using one of those drugs out there, and it took 2 years for me to not want to smoke again. Two long years.
Yeah.
And, you know, to say, I don't even want a cigarette when you've been smoking for 25 years, that's a powerful endorsement.
Well,
yeah,
you know, I'm reading the FDA website, and it says that you as a user of e-cigarettes have no way of knowing if there are any benefits associated
yeah.
with this product. So,
dumb.
I don't know what you're talking about right now.
Well, you know, if we're going to, you know, let the FDA decide, you know, what we need to think, then that's one thing. But, you know, I can tell you as somebody that's been vaping for a year that there are some benefits to it.
Tell me some of the benefits that you've experienced besides not even wanting another cigarette.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, even when I smoked, I never liked the smell of cigarettes, really. But there are some other benefits. Anybody that smoked, I don't know if any of y'all have smoked.
But, yeah, sure.
I smoke.
Okay. So, you know, if you've been smoking for any length of time, you've got that kind of monkey on your chest feeling when you first wake up in the morning.
I smoked a different way. I just smoked cigars, so.
Okay. All right. So maybe you didn't even inhale.
The monkey in my chest is that I want another cigarette, if that's what you mean.
Okay.
Are you talking about some sort of physical sensation?
Well, when you've been smoking for a long time, you feel it when you get up in the morning.
How many years, Allie, have you been a cigarette smoker?
It's been over a year.
That's it? You've only been smoking cigarettes for a year?
Well, more than that.
All right, stand by.
Okay.
So how many years?
I would say less than two.
All right, 855 450 free. More coming up with Waldo and your calls as well. Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to talk about e-cigarettes or guns, we've been on both of those topics tonight, and whatever else is on your mind. Bitcoins as well, we've talked about that. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can also reach us on Skype at lrn.fm. Send us a request, we will approve you, and then you'll be able to call us on Skype from that point on. So we're going to go back to the phones and your thoughts here. Again, you can join us over at freetalklive.com. And you can also support the show by shopping with us at shop.freetalklive.com. There's Amazon links there, Newegg as well. You shop through those links, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. Shop.freetalklive.com. Waldo, back with us. It's 25 years, Waldo. You said you had smoked cigarettes. You found the e-cigarette, and you immediately pretty much didn't have any desire to go back to the cigarette. We were talking with Allie during the break, and she is someone who has been smoking cigarettes for a much shorter period of time. You tried the e-cigarette, Allie, but it wasn't really something that stuck with you.
I just didn't find it to be the same sort of experience. It's got nicotine, so that's great, but I think for me it's not just about the nicotine. It's the addiction has more to do now. It's like a habit. The nicotine's what sucks you in, but then there's, you know, part of the habit of the cigarette is like going outside. I could probably stand and not do that since it's really cold in New Hampshire. But it's also the smoke is different. Mm-hmm. The vapor is sort of like lighter. Maybe if I went around and like shopped the brands a little bit more, I could find something that you know, fit my needs. But
was it Walter? Was it Waldo? We've had a Walter earlier. Waldo, was it your intention to use the e-cigarette to quit smoking when you started?
Yeah. Well, you know, actually, I had pretty much quit for almost a year.
Really?
The thing is, you know, once you've been smoking for a long time, it's really hard to get that monkey off your back.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the craving never really goes away.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to not think about it, especially when your wife still smokes.
Oh,
that's rough.
Yeah, it is,
because, I mean, you smell that cigarette and you think, oh, man, you know, I could have one of those. You know, so it's a battle of willpower. And, you know, honestly, I did patches and, you know, and they were kind of successful as long as I never picked up another one. But, you know, vaping was the one thing that just really nixed it for me.
So just to clarify, so you had quit smoking for almost a year and you picked up the e-cigarette just to, like, make sure you didn't go back to smoking? Was that kind of the purpose?
Yeah, I should probably clarify that a little. I was trying to find something to get my wife.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That she could do so she wouldn't be smoking anymore, and she's asthmatic also. So
mm-hmm.
We were talking about benefits before. I'll come back to that, but you know, and I thought, well, you know, I can't really recommend something I haven't tried myself, you know. Let me try this, you know. And
you liked it so much, you kept using it. Now,
yeah, I did. So
what would you say?
Came back, you know.
What would you say your budget is? I mean, you said you were smoking a pack of cigarettes every single day back when you were a cigarette smoker, and
yeah.
Depending on where you live, that's anywhere from $4 to $14. So let's just call it at $5 a day. I mean, that's a fairly expensive habit. Are you spending less on the e-cigarettes? Because that's one of the big claims about the e-cigarettes is that you'll spend less on your habit.
Yeah, you know, you have to shop around. I mean, there's a lot of vendors out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of hardware out there. And so, you know, in vaping, you kind of have to look around a little bit. It's anybody that's considering it really should, you know, look at, do a little research before you jump into it. There's a really good forum out there on the Internet. It's ecigaretteforum.com.
We've actually got an advertiser on our website, cigreviews.com. You can go there and they review e-cigarettes.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
Yep.
It is. You know, and so the thing about it, you know, if you try it out, you can, you know, pick up something that's relatively inexpensive and try it.
What would you say the difference is for you? I mean, between, like, you know, you're spending in a month's time or even a week, you know, what were you spending then versus now? Can you, you know, compare those numbers?
Sure. I was probably smoking close to a carton of cigarettes in a week.
Okay.
You know, a carton of cigarettes would last me just over a week. So that's around here in North Kakalaki, that's you're talking about $50 basically in a week. I spend probably about $40 a month.
Wow.
On
e-liquid. That's huge. So about a quarter then. That's
pretty significant. And, you know, you will spend a little money on hardware at first, you know, and you got to find something you like and something that's reliable. And, you know, a lot of the e-cig products, hardware out there is made in China. But there is good stuff out there also. And, you know, so you'll spend a little bit on hardware, especially if you buy something made in the United States.
I really appreciate your call and the expertise and your experience tonight. Thanks for making it. 855-453 is the toll-free number. Let's continue here. Of course, your thoughts are welcome on anything that's on your mind. We've got Adam on Skype. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I want to thank you for adding that second webcam. It's really good.
Yep, especially since it's pointed at Allie all night tonight.
Yeah, I was going to say, Allie's looking really gorgeous tonight. So, yeah, she's usually hidden behind that fuzzy thing, you know?
Right, he's got a couple of fuzzy things on his microphone here that block
his raver
the third person. There's no point in them either.
They're decoration.
Yeah,
I'm short on time, so I just want to really get to my point. There's a few guys who are going through a disagreement. There's a few guys in the Liberty movement who are going through a disagreement right now. You know, like a business disagreement, and I went through kind of the same thing a few years ago because I didn't have a good contract.
Yeah.
And I just want to, anybody out there who's doing like freelancing or you know, just starting a business. Now, I'm not a lawyer, but there's a few things you should have in your contract. Make sure, number one, it's written.
Yep.
You got to specify the product and service provided as detailed as possible, so that, you know, there's no different expectations.
I agree with you.
Totally agree, and unfortunately, people do tend to have to learn this the hard way. And even in even with a verbal agreement, you know, the best of intentions may be involved in the verbal agreement, but I can't remember everything I've agreed to. It's got to be written down for me. I mean, if there's a disagreement between two parties in a verbal agreement, you got nothing to go on.
Well, I also just think that having a written contract makes these kind of things much less likely to ever even occur. Like,
right.
You're not likely to ever have to go back and look at the contract, because people know that if they sign something, then you don't want there to be evidence that you're doing something against what you've signed.
Sure.
Right?
I mean, if you have a disagreement, and then you can, before I ever, you know, Ian and I have a contract to work together. If I have a disagreement with Ian, before I ever go to him, I'm going to look at that contract first to make sure that I'm righteous on the contract.
Same thing with, you know, I'm about to renew the satellite subscription for LRN.FM, so we have our free-to-air channel, and I had to go and look at that contract to see, you know, when is the renewal period come up? When do I have to have my details in if I want to make a change? You know, there's a window, there's a time window, and there was no way I would have remembered that. You know, these are important details.
Yeah, I mean, even people that, you know, you trust as good as a relative or a really, like, a best friend, it's great to have that to refer to. You know, like you said, you forget things. You don't, you know, so it's like the Constitution, you know, you can refer to that.
Well, and I think a real friend or, you know, a smart person knows that money can, like, really mess up relationships.
Absolutely, especially owing
someone
money.
So that's why you need a contract, because, you know, if I'm your friend or I respect you, then I never want money to come between us.
Right,
then
and then
I
you
want
can
it
bring,
in writing.
You can also bring a mediator in, too. So your contract can have specified in there a mediator, arbitrator, somebody to whom you can go. If there's still a disagreement even over what's written down or the interpretation of what's written down and what that means, you can then take it to that third party, and they can hear both sides and make an ultimate decision.
And a mediator, picking a good mediator is as important as making a good contract, I'd like to point out. Many people consider mediation compromising, and compromising isn't what it is. The truth isn't halfway between two falsehoods. And, you know, so, you know, compromising isn't necessarily it. A good mediator is going to find the truth in a scenario.
Good call, Adam. I do appreciate hearing from you tonight on Skype. And let's go to Vince real quick for the final thoughts in the show. Vince, listening in Indy, you're on Free Talk Live. You got about 20, 30 seconds. Go.
Okay, I just wanted to say, Mark and Ian and Allie, I just wanted to let you know on this gun rights and all that, the House and the Senate have over 2,500 policemen protecting them as their security detail. So, just remember, they're proposing gun legislation.
Oh, yeah. They've got plenty of guns. Thanks, Vince, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Visit Allie over at AllieHavens.com. That's A-L-I-Havens.
That's right.
.com. And we will see you tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime over at FreeTalkLive.com. And don't forget to add us on Skype at LRN.FM between now and the next show. See ya.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.